news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. That's a direct quote from Attorney General William Barr. Now, we've heard variations of that statement repeated in state after state for the past 3 weeks as Donald Trump and his followers continue to push ridiculous conspiracy theories. But this time, again, the statement came from the Attorney General, who told the Associated Press that U.S. attorneys and FBI agents followed up on all specific complaints they received. Of course, Donald Trump has refused to concede and repeatedly made baseless allegations of voter fraud. Shortly after Barr spoke with the Associated Press, Trump tweeted more unfounded claims of fraud. Rudy Giuliani, Trump's personal attorney and head of a legal team challenging the election results, said that, quote, with all due respect to the attorney general, there hasn't been any semblance of an investigation. Deny, deny, deny. Perhaps in an attempt to mitigate the response, Barr then announced that more than a month ago, he had appointed U.S. Attorney John Durham a special counsel under the same federal statute that governed special counsel Robert Mueller in the original Russia probe. Barr said Durham's investigation into the origins of the probe has been narrowing to focus more on the conduct of FBI agents who had worked on the Russia investigation known as Crossfire Hurricane. This clears the way for the investigation to allegedly continue into the next administration without being easily fired. Okay. A Centers for Disease Control panel on vaccines voted Tuesday to recommend that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities receive the first doses of coronavirus vaccines when they're made available, perhaps as soon as before the end of the month. The panel said the roughly 21 million healthcare workers are one of the highest priorities because of their exposure to the virus and their important role in keeping the healthcare system going. The 3 million long-term care facility residents are also at the top of the list because they've accounted for nearly 40% of all COVID-19 deaths in the United States.
How do you spell relief?
Certainly not with a GOP. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday rejected a new bipartisan coronavirus stimulus proposal valued at $908 billion. Joint proposal by members of the Republican-led Senate and Democratic-controlled House had been seen as a sign of hope that the lame duck Congress would be able to get something done to help individuals, businesses, hospitals, and local governments, among others, as coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths surge across the country. But when asked about the proposal, McConnell said, quote, "We don't have the time to waste." Huh? So McConnell reportedly supports a $500 billion targeted relief bill and suggested including in it spending legislation needed to avert a government shutdown. President-elect Joe Biden, meanwhile, unveiled his economic team, promising that help is on the way to people struggling financially due to the pandemic. And he urged Congress to, quote, come together and pass a robust package. Well, speaking of relief, Britain on Wednesday approved a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech for emergency use. The British government plans to roll out the vaccine beginning next week and is the first Western nation to approve a coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer's applications to the United States and Europe are still pending. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said he was absolutely thrilled and very proud that the UK is the first place in the world to have a clinically authorized vaccine. He said China has approved 3 experimental vaccines and inoculated 1 million people since July. Russia has vaccinated frontline workers with its Sputnik V shot since August. And then there's Rudy Giuliani, who reportedly has spoken with Trump about receiving a preemptive pardon before Trump leaves office next month. The New York Times reporting Tuesday, citing 2 people who were told about the discussion, that Giuliani reportedly is under investigation by federal prosecutors in Manhattan for his business dealings in Ukraine and for his part in the ouster of the U.S. ambassador in the country. Trump also reportedly has talked to his advisors about possible pardons, not only for Giuliani, but for his three eldest children and his son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner. Keep that in mind while you listen to this story. Separately, a judge unsealed documents revealing a months-long Justice Department investigation into a bribery for pardon scheme. In a 20-page, heavily redacted opinion, U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell wrote that attorney-client privilege did not protect certain communications if they were alleged to be part of a bribery for pardon scheme. Stay tuned. And finally, a high-ranking Georgia state election official, Gabriel Sterling, went viral on Tuesday. He held a press conference in which he criticized the president and the two current Republicans who are both running in a special election on January 5th for the dangerous circus they've created and for failing to condemn death threats made against a local election worker.
It has all gone too far. All of it. Joe DeGeneva today asked for Chris Krebs, a patriot who ran CISA, to be shot. A 20-something tech in Gwinnett County today has death threats and a noose put out saying he should be hung for treason because he was transferring a report on batches from an EMS to a county computer so he could read it. It has to stop. Mr. President, you have not condemned these actions or this language. Senators, you have not condemned this language or these actions. This has to stop. We need you to step up, and if you're going to take a position of leadership, show some.
Gabriel Sterling, you're our hero today. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.